How fuel efficient can Washington force American cars to be?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Negotiations between the Obama administration and U.S. car makers are getting heated over new fuel efficiency standards. The White House is pushing for higher standards similar to those in Europe. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Hitting an average of 56 miles per gallon for U.S. cars and trucks by 2025 would be a big challenge. It could possibly be achieved by going the direction of Europe, pushing consumers to buy tiny, ultra-fuel-efficient cars on a massive scale. But there's a problem, says Paul Eisenstein of online auto magazine TheDetroitBureau.com.
The reality is that Americans do drive differently than we see people driving in Europe. They drive longer distances. They tend to drive larger cars.
The U.S. auto industry is pushing for less ambitious fuel economy goals and more wiggle room to meet them. But critics point out that Europe, China, and Japan are already ahead of the U.S. in fuel efficiency. Europe's expected to reach 60 miles per gallon by the end of the decade. They say U.S. automakers will have to get up to the same level sooner or later if they want to compete in foreign markets. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Well, cars can get great gas mileage, but if they're just sitting in traffic, what's the point? And if you live in Southern California, you are well familiar with a traffic nightmare that is called the 405. State transportation folks will close that freeway for an entire weekend later this month to help with the traffic situation, a temporary pain, if you will, for a long-term solution, they say. As Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, some businesses are taking advantage of the projected headache.
LA's 405 freeway is legendary. Who doesn't remember this?
The white Bronco that you see on the freeway going right on your screen contains O.J. Simpson.
And no movie about L.A. is complete without a monster traffic jam.
And we're just getting word that the 405 southbound has been shut down completely.
But traffic on July 16th will be no fantasy. A 10-mile stretch of the freeway will be closed as part of a billion-dollar construction project to widen the road. And backups all over the city will be epic.
Well, they're calling this Carmageddon.
That's L.A. County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky. At a press conference, L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa put it this way.
It will be an absolute nightmare.
It's impossible to predict what the shutdown will cost businesses, but tourists typically spend about $70 million over a weekend. Nancy Sidhu is chief economist at the L.A. County Economic Development Corporation.
Many people who schedule visits to Los Angeles did so 6 months ago. And so they're now hearing about this and saying, ah!
Some local businesses are capitalizing on that panic. Anastasia Roark and friends started the website Carmageddon.com, which lists places to get deals during the shutdown.
Because a lot of businesses were afraid about a lack of business or a lack of traffic of people hunkering down.
Tattoo parlors and restaurants are offering 405 specials. Bars are offering drinks like the Gridlock and the Road Rager. For the rich, there are discount helicopter rides high above the freeway. Roark says there's another option.
We're encouraging people to get out, walk around, and check out your own neighborhood.
Walk. A walk in L.A.
That was Steve Martin in L.A. Story. Angelenos may want to reconsider the whole walking thing. Construction will shut down the freeway again in about a year. In Los Angeles, I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed right now. The NASDAQ is up a bit, about 0.2%, but the S&P and Dow are each down. The Dow is off just a couple of points, 2 points to be exact, 12,580. The government today reported factory orders rose in May, 0.8%, mainly due to a jump in aircraft production. A new report also shows fewer consumers filed for bankruptcy in the first 6 months of this year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at Manta.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The cleanup in Montana that ExxonMobil spill in the oil spill, I should say, in the Yellowstone River is getting more complicated today. That's because mountain snow is melting and making waters rise. Dwayne Winslow is in charge of disaster preparedness for Yellowstone County in Montana. He set the tour to the area with the governor later today. Mr. Winslow, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Exxon officials were downplaying the scale of the spill, but we're starting to get an idea of just how much damage we're looking at. What are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing a fair amount of damage along the Yellowstone River. Yellowstone River is at near flood stage, so it's very fast, and anything on the river moves pretty quickly. So it got downstream a little quicker, I think, than a lot of people thought. But Exxon is certainly ramping up their efforts to try and take care of the situation.
How much do people rely on the river for their daily lives and for businesses?
It's used recreationally quite a bit, boating, camping, and tourism is our second largest economy in Montana, so that is very important. Also, Billings and cities downstream do take their drinking water from the Yellowstone River as well, so a lot of precautions are being taken to make sure that water stays clean.
It stays clean. In the cleanup phase right now, where are we?
Well, they have about 200 people with kind of boots on the ground that are literally, because the river is so high and so fast, they're not able to put boats out on the river. So they're actually walking along the shoreline, finding all the areas where the oil has come ashore, and doing their cleanup literally step by step.
Dwayne Winslow, Emergency and General Services Director in Yellowstone County, Montana. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
And finally, some homeowners in Miami say they're tired of tourists anchoring their boats right off their waterfront property. The taxes there on those multi-million-dollar estates top $100,000 a year. Yet the boaters, who enjoy the same sunset views of Biscayne Bay, sit right offshore for free. There are no laws against doing that. So some of the homeowners have resorted to shining flashlights all night long on the boats and playing loud hip-hop music. One of the boaters tells the Miami Herald if homeowners who don't want to share the water, they don't want to be near the water, well, they should move to the desert. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
U.S. companies will spend over $7 billion this year on data servers.
That's going to double in the next 3 years.
So they're looking to spread out those energy costs. The ultimate goal?
How do we make the data center disappear?
I'm Bob Moon, the hidden costs of powering the Internet. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.